Good morning. Good morning. It's CMA nomination day. We know the big shots are going to get in there. You wonder if some of the acts that have been around a while, like Keith and Brad and Toby, if there's any interest in nominating them for anything, or what about some of the baby acts like Justin Moore, Brett Eldridge, Jake Owens, are they going to fit into this? We got to see. Those are the ones that really get helped, both the people on the far right and the far left. We know Blake and Miranda and all them are going to get a nomination. We'll find out. You'll have them all by noon. Oh, my goodness. National Enquirer's done it again.
Uh-oh.
Big headline, big cover with Faith and Tim on there. Remember, a couple of weeks ago, there was this divorce rumors full page, and I got emails for weeks about that. Oh, boy. Faith devastated by Tim McGraw gay scandal.
Oh, no.
Ex-band member threatens to expose X-rated details, raunchy photo proof, and on and on and on.
What the heck?
I'm just telling you. You know, and again, people would say, well, why didn't Tim McGraw sue these people? Well, when you sue, you just call that much more attention to them.
Right.
You know, and people that didn't know about it then know about it. And it's just, it's not as easy as it would sound. Vince Gill, again, this is not something I would have told Vince Gill to do because it could have turned out even crazier, but he confronted, I mean, he went face-to-face with members of the Westboro Baptist Church. They were picketing his concert in Kansas City over the weekend, and he didn't like that very much. They were going about him calling him an adulterer and all this kind of business like that, and said divorce plus remarriage equals adultery. You know, these are the people that picket the soldiers' funerals.
Yeah, I know. We know who they are.
Yep. As disgusting as you can get.
Yep.
And, again, Vince didn't need to go. I mean, he cussed him out. It's on YouTube. I think we all would cuss him out if we could.
Yeah.
But it's just that the bad thing is now he's given him even more publicity. It's going to be Miranda Lambert, patron of dogs. She got 40 placed this past weekend in Tishomingo where she was doing her thing. God bless her for helping out the little puppies. And Blake, he's going to have Cher as a mentor in the battle rounds on The Voice. His connection with Cher, that was his daddy's favorite singer.
No kidding. Well, let me ask you this, though. I mean, how do you think she'll fit on there?
Well, it's a mentor, so they kind of tape some stuff with the kids.
Oh, I see.
And it'll be fine. You know, she certainly got a lot to teach. She's a very interesting lady. She is out there where the buses don't have schedules, but she, you know, she's a smart woman. She knows the business. You could listen to Cher and learn a lot.
Out there where the buses don't have schedules.
Yeah, she's out there way past the end of the road, back past where it goes dirt, gets to trail.